For many people, there's a transitional stage from being identified with thought completely to moving into the realm, which is, I sometimes call it the new step in human evolution, is to rise above thought. And for some people, there's an intermediate stage, one could almost say, in which they realize that all thought is relative. Any judgment or interpretation is a perspective on something. And you could easily move to a different standpoint from where you see the same thing from a different perspective, and then you might have another judgment about it. And so some people are beginning to recognize the relativity of all thought, and so they are no longer completely identified with thought, and thought loses its heaviness. One could almost say they no longer totally believe in all the mental noise. It's recognized as mental noise. It's recognized as mental positions. And that's a wonderful thing when you can see that any statement the mind makes might be relatively true, but quite often the opposite statement is also true. If you could look at it, that's how you see in the world when people argue, they identify with their mental positions. And once you've identified with a mental position, you're defending your sense of self. So you argue with great, sometimes violence, or you might need to kill some people so that your sense of self can survive or feel stronger. So to see the relativity of any judgment or any position, yes, you don't have to relinquish them. You can still have opinions, but recognize them as mental positions and perspectives and not the truth. So that is the intermediate stage. You no longer take your thoughts all that seriously. That implies, of course, that there's some presence from where you can allow those thoughts to be there. Without some presence, and presence is the arising unconditioned consciousness, the vaster realm beyond thought. The fact that you are able not to take your mind too seriously means that realm presence is arising in you. It's because if it were not, you would still be totally trapped in mind. And even the statement, don't take your mind too seriously, would be meaningless, because you are your mind when you're totally identified. It would be the unconscious state. So to recognize thought as thought, to recognize mental positions as mental positions, you may still have them. They may even still have a certain momentum, a certain energy. And when words come out of your mouth and you're expressing your mental position, you may feel the emotional momentum still behind it, but there it is. I'm expressing a position. You just see it and feel the energy that comes with that. And so gradually there's the ability more and more to see and allow the mind, and it is no longer that serious. And the mind may play its old tricks, and you then recognize repetitive patterns that tell you something about yourself, perhaps. You're not good enough, or you should, or why didn't, and what if, or whatever the patterns are. And they go on and on. Self-talk, dialogues in the head, monologues, repetitive. At night, you wake up and it goes on and on. And the emotions that accompany that and fuel that very mind activity, and the mind activity adding more fuel to the vicious circle between emotions and mind activity. And you see it. And you suddenly see it. And that seeing is presence arising. And that seeing is also the field of stillness arising. There may be turbulence, but when you can see turbulence as turbulence, there is a stillness arising. That is the seeing it as turbulence. And so that's happening. And through simply even listening to these words, which are simply spoken from that state, one could almost say, when you listen to these words, you're listening to yourself. They're coming out of you, really. And even that can be very helpful. There's an energy that is in the words because they come out of presence. And anything that comes out of presence has still the flavor, one could say, of presence to it. A certain energy is there. And that awakens your own presence, so to speak, that draws it out. And that's the power of spiritual discourse, which goes beyond the usual usage of words, which are simply to convey information. And here the words are, yes, to convey information, but more, also to reach a deeper level in yourself that is beyond the conceptualizing mind. And when it retouches that, the unconditioned consciousness, it responds. And that is sometimes the exhilaration or the enormously satisfying feeling that you get when you listen to spiritual truth. It can also happen when you read a book that is written from presence. There's still an energy field there, one could say. And the moment you read, oh yes, yes, I know that. Spiritual truth never needs convincing. You don't need to convince anybody, persuade anybody that this is true. And the beautiful thing, of course, is it requires no belief. All belief is mind stuff.